Taxes are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen.
I think the biggest thing is going to be communication for us. You know, just go out, communicate well, get the line, you know, all set, get them the protections, the run, get the backs and the receivers, you know, the play, and then just go execute. I mean, that's the biggest thing for us is getting the play, communicating, being on the same page, and, you know, not making those errors that we did last week.
How challenging will it be, though, with that crowd and the sound that they make?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously one of the loudest stadiums, if not the loudest stadium in the NFL. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, we're up for the challenge and, you know, looking forward to getting out there.
That is Chicago Bears quarterback Jimmy Clausen talking about the big task he has this week in Seattle against the Seahawks. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cajman.
All right, Cajman. Getting a late start on this week's podcast, but I think everybody is not really expecting all that much.
Well, Jimmy Clausen has an impossible task on his hands. Don't you think he has a huge burden on his shoulders? Well, the whole team does. I don't see him. The Seahawks game is going to be very tough for the Bears.
It's going to be a tough one. You're right on that. And I can tell you this. Now my Kool-Aid is just seeming more and more diluted, more and more weak.
More.
It's well, go ahead.
You're not the only one. Mike Ditka even picked the Seahawks this week.
It's just, man, when Mike Ditka, when the coach goes against our beloved, it's not a good thing.
You know, and you know it's not going to be a close game.
What do you think is going to happen with the Bears offense this week?
I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Matt Forte, even versus Seattle's great one run defense, because we can't let Jimmy Clausen throw the ball 40 times, if 50 times, because he'll throw about 5 picks, and that'll just make our offense even worse. So I think we'll see a heavy dose of the run game.
If he's throwing 40 to 50 times, Jimmy Clausen, this could be one of the all-time great, terrible, unbelievable losses for the Bears.
Up there with the Todd Collins performance in 2010 versus Carolina.
And you know who started for Carolina in that game? Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah, Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen. And we knocked him out of that game. He's very injury prone.
Oh, very.
Very injury prone. And, you know, it's our team. It's the Bears. We love the Bears.
Beloved.
But, boy, it's just hard to say. Now, we have one consolation now. We have played our first two games against two division leaders and lost.
Yeah.
The Packers and the Cardinals. And the team that we're taking on of Seattle, they might be a little aggravated. They're 0-2. This is the battle of 0-2 teams. Most cases, you think it might be close.
This case, it's not going to. Cam Chancellor's coming back this week. Just had insult to injury.
Yep.
And the Seahawks are 0-2 team that is still very good. If you look at their games, they didn't play well, but they have the talent there. I think Pete Carroll's going to get them on track.
I really don't understand why a guy just coming back from holding out. They're notoriously injury prone. First game back, they're not in what you call football shape. But you know, I guess if anybody can do it, it's Chancellor.
Yeah, but when he comes back, you can do more with the defense. You can take more chances when you know you have that player back there. You know.
But I think it's an unnecessary chance because I don't think the Bears' offense is going to really, they didn't really need him against them. So, I mean, have you checked up on what's going on other than Jay? They're saying he's probably out 2 weeks. I see a possibility coming back for the Oakland game, but you never know. He is a fast healer. What else is going on in the offense on injuries?
Jeffrey's not going to play this week, which is, I think he's still battling the hamstring injury. And what do you think about the Jeffrey injury?
Well, I already told you last week, I think he's definitely injury prone. He fought through, I think it was a hamstring all last year.
Yeah.
And the calf, you know, when you come back and you play and you've had an injury, you haven't really practiced that much or played that much, what's the first thing they say goes?
Injury prone.
A hamstring, yeah. You know, that's so. Anybody else on that?
Eddie Royal has a back and a hip. He's questionable.
Yeah, and he's not even playing what they wanted him to play when they signed Eddie. They signed him to be like a slot.
Yeah.
Now he's
outside because Kevin White.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of shocked. Matt Forte's on the injury report.
He's always in it with a questionable or...
He's probable.
Probable with a knee, yeah.
And then Marquise Wilson has a shoulder injury again, probable. And Matt Swanson has a thigh and a toe injury, probable.
So we've got... okay, what about the other side of the ball? How are we looking?
Still pretty bad. Bostic, he's doubtful with an ankle. Tracy Porter's questionable with a hamstring. Pernell McPhee, big free agent signing, knee, questionable.
Yeah.
That's big on the Bears.
He talked, I think it was today or yesterday, and said, I'm good, I'm going to play. And, I mean, you can see he has the desire to do something, to make it happen. I mean, he whiffed on a sack last week.
Yeah.
But that could happen to the best of them.
Tracy Porter, hamstring, questionable.
He hasn't played at all this year.
Yeah. Eagle Ferguson, knee questionable.
They also re-signed DeMontre Hurst, to get back on the team.
And they also signed a former, I think it was Chargers defensive tackle, Mitch Unrain.
They need all the defensive help they can get.
Yeah.
I'll be tickled when Jeremiah Ratliff makes it back. That's next week?
His ankle is healed.
Yeah, but he's suspended.
Yeah, but... It all depends if his ankle is healed after the suspension.
Mm-hmm. And you said Bostic is out?
Doubtful.
You know, what we're looking at the Bears right now, and, you know, we like to look at the power rankings and everything. So this week was kind of a killer. Number one ranked team was?
Packers.
The Green Bay Packers.
Of course.
Across the board on all the different power rankings, everyone I looked at, and maybe I missed one or two, it had the Chicago Bears at number 32.
The highest one I saw the Bears on, I forgot which one it was, they were number 29. That was the highest they were in any one I checked.
Well, this is going to test us as a podcast team on the Chicago Bears beat. By the way, like us on Facebook. We appreciate it. We're going to try to keep this season interesting. Boy, you know, as the wins and losses mount up here, we'll see which way they mount. Facebook, iTunes.
Podomatic, iTunes 5-star review, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio,
right,
ChicagoBearsB@gmail.com. Send us questions, comments.
Yeah. Follow Caveman. You know, in this nice weather we've had, he hasn't been able to tweet much during a ball game. Got a little aggravated because we did some family stuff that day. But at Caveman Bailey on his Twitter, you can follow myself at Da Bailey's DA.
Follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod.
All right, now getting back to the game. One of the loudest stadiums in the NFL is, what's the name of that stadium again?
I think it's CenturyLink now.
Is it CenturyLink?
Yeah, it was Quest, but now it's CenturyLink.
Now it's CenturyLink. You know, these phone companies change names all the time. You know, we listen to a lot of different shows, and kind of what inspired us is shows like Dave Kaplan, Waddle, and Sylvie. But I heard their poll question. Did you hear their poll question?
Not today, no.
I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Where, okay, let's say the entire game, Bears against the Seahawks, the Bears are allowed to have 12 players on offense,
I heard this one.
On defense, on special teams, against just the normal Seahawks. Who's going to win?
12 players, one player. It's not like we have a lot of depth on the team. I don't think it would make a difference.
I do. I think on defense, it would definitely make a difference. You have that guy that's a free rusher. They would. I think the Bears could win. They need that one extra man. I think we should put that into the Roger Goodell suggestion for a team like the Bears.
Knowing Roger Goodell, he might pass it.
He might, yeah. Now, we don't have our stats in front because it's Friday night. It's late. We wanted to get a podcast in. We did not want to let you down on the on the podcast, but I got smoked by our Chicago Bears beat fantasy team. Richard Brumlick of Albuquerque. Oh my goodness. I was destroyed. I was demolished. It was terrible. Oh, it was just so bad. I think he beat me by 100 points. I don't know. I think it's one of the worst scores I ever had. Good job, Richard. Great. I didn't see that coming.
I put you this week, and you must not have set your lineup yet because you projected 48 points.
48 points. Yeah. That's, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and I did beat the Bipolar Bears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I pulled it out. It was a close game.
You close. Okay, well, that's good. So, this week, any big NFL news? I'm not thinking of any too big major. Drew Brees is out.
Oh, yeah. Probably more than 1 week. They're saying 1 week, but I think the Saints might take it slow with Drew Brees with how he's getting up there in age. I know he takes great care of his body, but the Saints want to protect their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, he's on the wrong side of, what, 35?
Yeah.
So he doesn't seem to be in the shape as a Tom Brady at that age or anything.
He says he could play the 45, but I'm not seeing it.
No.
Because he said he's been taking care of his body more, but you can't prevent injuries during the game.
No, and, you know, Jimmy Clausen, you know, he's a nice enough fellow, but he's definitely not a starting quarterback in the NFL. It's looking a little scary to me.
I was reading a backup quarterback index based on, like, whose backup quarterback situation was the most, like, if you starting QB got hurt, you could live with it. The Bears were, I think they were 25.
25? Yeah. So if Jay got hurt?
Yeah, if Jay got hurt, they were not comfortable with Clausen.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the player that had the head, it wasn't the injury play, but where the...
It was a big hit.
Shot to the head on Jay. He got a big fine, too. I thought it was like $17,000.
Yeah, $17,000.
$17,000 he got fined for that hit, and there wasn't even a penalty on that. But, you know, that does happen. It is football. But, you know, that would have helped the Bears having a penalty at that time. But that's all water under the bridge. What do you think? I mean, we're going to pick the games here. Let's go ahead. You got your games product. Yep. Let's go ahead and go through our games and pick them up.
Bengals-Ravens. Ravens are 0-2, need this win.
You know, I picked the Ravens to do well this year.
Everybody did.
They got the curse of Trestman
on
them right now. I don't see them beating the Bengals. I think if they lose to the Bengals and they're going to be 0-3, they're out of it. I mean, the division they're in, they're done. But again, that's me saying it. I'll probably give them some hope, but I'm going to take Bengals.
I'm going Ravens.
Ooh.
Raiders at Browns.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
I'm going Browns. I don't like how the Browns are starting McCown over Manziel. When Manziel had his first career victory like that, you should give him more confidence and start him.
Is McCown playing first?
Yep.
Yeah, well, he was the starter, and you don't lose your job to injury is what they say, so...
Saints at Panthers.
Who's now? Their backup is the guy in the commercials, isn't it?
Luke McCown. Yeah, he was just saying, asking for a chance at the commercial.
So the commercial did well for him, but I got to go Cam and the Panthers.
Panthers, definitely. Falcons at Cowboys. Falcons, surprise 2-0 team.
Yeah. And they're at who? At the Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys.
Cowboys are at the Falcons?
No, at the Cowboys.
Brandon Whedon.
No, Des Bryant.
No, you know what? I'm going for the... Is it a upset if I pick the Falcons?
Not really, for all the injuries.
I'm going Falcons, too. Okay.
Buccaneers at the Texans.
You know, I thought if you followed this team anywhere this year, they would, you know, lose Tampa Bay. I thought they were that bad. They did happen to win last week, and they're at Houston. But Houston is a bad team.
QB issues.
Yeah, very bad team. They're at Houston?
Yes.
I got to go with the Texans. They got to turn something around. I think the defense is going to put a hurting on them.
Yeah. The Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans.
So you're taking Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Colts at the Titans. How could you go against the Colts? I can't really. I love to, but I just can't see them going 0-3, even though they're on the road. Normally, I would take a Titans team, but I'm going Colts.
I'm going with the upset, Marcus Mariota. First upset of his career.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to see it.
Jaguars at the Patriots.
Wow. So, you know, Patriots are on a mission. I think they are dialed in. And, yeah, I'm going to go Patriots.
Patriots for sure. Chargers at Vikings.
Wow. This is, I think, the Vikings... They did okay last game. Chargers away from home aren't that great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Vikes on that.
I'm going Vikings, too. Eagles at the Jets.
You know what? I want the Jets to win just because, I don't know. I just, I'm, I've never liked the Eagles, and yeah. The Eagles are really faltering. That yeah. This whole little system is really not working too well. So I'm going to go with the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets.
I'm going Jets too, because the Eagles couldn't run the ball against a shaky Cowboys defense that has a bunch of injuries. Mm-hmm. They have no offensive line. What are you going to do versus the Jets' run defense?
Their defense is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice defense.
Steelers at the Rams.
I'm going Rams. I just don't think the line on Pittsburgh, offensive or defensive lines, are up to snuff. I think and the Rams' defensive line is one of the best.
Yeah. 49ers at Cardinals after the Niners got shellacked by the Steelers.
Oh, I'm going Cardinals on that.
Cardinals. Their offense looks way better this year.
Looks good.
Yeah. Bills at Dolphins.
Dolphins need to come back on this one. I think I gotta go with the Dolphins there. Dolphins. It could go either way. You know, it's tough.
I'm going Bills, but the Dolphins, they could win it.
Yeah.
Broncos at the Lions, Sunday night game.
Broncos at Lions, Sunday night game. I don't think it's even close. I think Broncos are going to...
Peyton in a dome.
They're going to destroy them.
The Monday night game, Chiefs at Packers.
Again, I think that was a devastating loss for those Chiefs last week, and it's not going to help them going into Lambeau. Got to go with the Packers, the dreaded Packers, I guess.
Packers, definitely.
Yeah.
The most important game of the week, Bears at the Seahawks.
Now, you know, we got to stay up. We got to keep the podcasts happy. Even we got to think of the bright side, and that's going to be tough, I think, on some of these games. And this game here, I've got to go with, the Kool-Aid is just weak. You didn't mix it well. And I'm going with the Seahawks, and I think I'm going to win by about 30 to 14.
I'm picking the Seahawks, too. Seahawks 40, Bears 14. And how we picked the offensive and defensive MP?
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad there is none.
Yeah, I can't think of... I mean, I honestly can't think of who would be one this week. I guess if I made a radical pick, Matt Forte with maybe a couple long runs.
Yeah.
And I could see something like that happen, him breaking away. And maybe Jeremy Langford.
Yeah.
That's going to be our big play, man, for sure. I don't see any of the receivers being big play guys.
Not at all.
On that day. I just hope the offensive line can keep, that Charles Leno, he's not a great blocker. Yeah. He's learning.
Yeah, he's learning.
He's learning.
Young.
But we'll have to see. And the Dukas guy at guard who took Kyle's place, again, learning.
A lot of penalties.
Yeah.
Kyle's winning at right tackle, too.
Yeah, he's learning at right tackle. So, I mean, he got pancake. We've seen him pancake once or twice on that. So, the Bears, tough task. I mean, if you were to say percentages, what do you say the percentage they had a chance to pull this one out?
5%.
5%. I would maybe go 3-5%. And something would... I mean, the defense, how do you see Russell Wilson? I mean, what's he going to do with this read option? What he's going to do to the Bears?
He'll have so many options. He'll be like, what do I do? He'll run some. He'll throw some. He'll pitch it some to Marshawn. I think this will be Marshawn's first big game of the season.
Boy, if there was ever a time that the defense needs to stand up, show what they can do, and just, Vic Fangio have the game plan of his life, boy, this would be the game.
A lot of bettors would lose money.
They sure would. But any the most betting people say you never give a team I think the Bears are 15-point underdogs.
Yeah.
15. So normally you don't do that, but I've heard some other guys say, hey, you're probably worth taking that one on them. You got a fantasy sleeper of the week?
Joseph Randall of the Cowboys.
I'm going to go with Luke. Luke McCown of, you never know. Those McCown boys, they are able to pull it out when you least expect it.
They could. Very well possible.
So, I mean, other than that, we're going to do a review. I hope we can do it. The game starts Central Time around 3?
Yeah, 3:25.
3:25 Central Time. I don't think they'll have the number one broadcast team in on that game. But we'll have to see. I'm hoping we can make it through at least two quarters watching it. We have to.
When they were scheduling that game, what was going through their minds that, the Bears Seahawks is going to be a good game? Let's put it prime time.
Well, I think it's that way because of it's not really prime time out west.
Yeah.
It's just a noon game or 1 o'clock game for them. it could have been a good game, but if it wasn't for not having talent. And it's finally come home to roost, all the drafts, all the busts, all the people that...
Injuries,
and people they drafted since Jerry Angelo that are not with the team. You can only go so long with off-the-street free agents and seventh-round picks and undrafted free agents that you've signed. It all's coming back to haunt them of these terrible drafts that they've had. So all we can say is we got to stick with them. We got to give a little, put a little faith in the new coaching staff and Ryan Pace.
Yeah.
I mean, he was there when they hired Sean Payton. He was there when they signed Drew Brees as a free agent. He's seen the rebuild happen. He was there when they drafted USC.
Now Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. So we'll have to see.
But when you see in the field, this isn't Ryan Pace's team. You can still see many players from Phil Emery's era.
Yeah. And there's it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. But again, we always want to thank you for tuning into the podcast. And if you're true Bears fans, you know, you got to stick with them. You got to figure out what's going on. You can't, may not be too happy about it. I think the only thing we've seen is possibly maybe we can get some nice tickets this year.
Yeah.
Really cheap. I said this might be the year we get front row seats for $50.
It's the Bears.
Don't count on it.
Don't think they'll go down in price.
No, I don't either. So, but again, there's only one way to, we can look at it. This team can only go up. But let's say this. Okay. Let's say they end up, they're 0-3. They played the three best teams in football, basically.
Yeah.
They come back, and they win against the Raiders, which is not an easy game.
No, Derek Carr is very good.
So if they win against the Raiders, they're at 1-3. I mean, who knows? They might find some respectability. I'm trying to find some positiveness.
It's hard.
It's hard on this, but no matter what, we'll do the podcast. We'll keep it going because you know what? Down the road, we might be doing podcasts for the Super Bowl year for the Bears.
Yeah.
Because, you got a few years till you're out of high school and everything. So
yeah.
We'll keep doing that. So, again, any questions, any comments on the podcast, we sure appreciate it. And maybe we'll have we wanted to have a guest this week, but just so many things going on. School, job, beautiful weather, work to do outside. Hey, don't forget, though, when you listen to the podcast,
share
it with your friends. And a lot of you folks have. It's unbelievable the amount of people that have downloaded.
That's why it's so big.
It's why it's been so much fun. We've got to meet and talk to a lot of people about the podcast. So all we can say is, hey, it's been fun, and we're going to keep on doing it no matter where the Bears' record ends up. Because, look at the Colts.
Yep.
Three years ago. What'd they win? One game? Two games?
One versus two.
Two games. 14. They got Andrew Luck. So if we do that, who is it? Connor Cook?
Yeah, but he's not up to Andrew Luck's level.
No, he's not Andrew Luck.
I would like Connor Cook, though. I think he could be good.
Is he a big?
Yeah, big pocket passer.
Big pocket passer. No movement.
He can move out of the pocket. If he has to, he can run.
What do you think about a Zach Mettenberger? You think that would be a fit for the Bears?
Be a good risk. If it works out, it works out. But if it doesn't, you could cut him.
I still think we should have got Logan Thomas when he got... was that a trade or a cut? Was he cut and then picked up?
Yeah.
He would have been the guy to pick up, in my opinion. I still think he has possibilities. So all we can do now is speculate on what kind of players we want in the future of the Bears. Jay's going to be back. Without Jay, our team is totally... it's
number bad. One pick bound.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad to say. I don't want him tanking, though.
No, tanking... Well, you don't really see NFL teams tanking... That's more of an NBA team.
That is definitely NBA. Yeah. The NBA is nothing like pro football. One good thing to look at, Cubs are going to make the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. They got their one game. They didn't do it today, but maybe tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I can wear both hats. Cubs, Sox. Yours more Sox. So. But, we'll see what happens Sunday. I have a feeling... And it's not a good one about the Bears. So no matter what, they're friends about our Bears. Just do this one thing. Bear down.
That's a wrap.
You know where I can be found. Where the rain I'm not afraid. Cause this bird has flown from his cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. And this pain will be better in Chicago. In Chicago.